Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman, a marriage coach for women in business. And my mission is to bring God's presence into your life, into your marriage, and into your business. Let's get started. And we are live. Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman. I'm a marriage coach for women in business, and today we are talking about renewal and business, and I'm so, so excited to introduce my mother, Naomi Gez. So, Eva, introduce yourself, and then tell us what you do, what you did, what you're up to, all the good stuff.
Okay. So, hi, everybody. My name is Naomi Gez. I was a teacher for 37 years. And I was thinking about the age of 60. What will be when I'm 60 years old? I was thinking about it and I said, it's enough to be a teacher till 60 years old. It's really good to be a teacher. I had good time. I enjoy my students, the parents. I had good relationship. I was very creative and I loved what I'm doing. But I felt that when you're 60, it's the time to change, to renew your life, to do something else. There is more. Life is more than that. I told my students that were in third grade that since the age of 6 to 60, I'm going to school every morning at 8 o'clock. And I feel that it's enough. Not that it's bad, but it's enough. And Batren with her group helped me a lot. It was really, really good. I felt that I get tools and I get the road to do what I want to do because I knew in the big picture what I want to do, but I didn't know how I get there. And it was nice because there was a group of ladies that were around 60 years old also younger. And it was very nice. We got homework. We had to think about, and I discover that I'm not teacher Naomi, that I am Naomi. And I ask myself what it means to be Naomi. And, you know, I talked to my principal in the school and she told me, I don't believe it. You live. I cannot see this building without you. And they told her, listen, I'm not only the teacher, Naomi, I am Naomi, and I'm going to discover what it means. And she was shocked because, you know, when you are a teacher and you work in a team, you see yourself as your title and you forget that there is life behind the building and there is sun every morning, you know? You're so stuck between four walls and students and the setting is so comfortable. But on the other hand, that's it. Enough. So I was making a PowerPoint presentation to myself. And I wrote, what are my fears? Why people are afraid to leave their work? What it means to go to retirement? And I wrote all the aspects and it helped me a lot. Also, the tools that Batren gave me was very, very good. Because she was talking about the next step. I wanted to leave one place. I didn't know where I'm going. It was like to go to the ocean, you know? And it was very good to have a vision. And I did a vision board. And I began to think about what are my qualities, what is good in Naomi that I never used more than in class. So that's the introduction.
That's beautiful. I love that you're speaking about the identity because this is something that we speak about a lot is we know ourselves as a certain identity and we have certain parts of ourselves that are just part of me. This is who I am and right. Beliefs that go with that. You know, I am a teacher and therefore I go to school every day at 8 and I don't know anything else and I don't think I can, you know, experience anything else. So just for you guys in the, you know, listening and watching, the background story is that I ran a mastermind. It was called Find. And it had the four pillars. The F was for find God in everything. So bringing God into the situation. The I was, but it was basically integrate your marriage so that you're not doing something and sort of leaving your life behind. The N was navigating business. So how to find the right tools, the right things, the right direction to go. And then D is deliver value. Wow, I came up with all four. Good job. This was very long time ago. I'm very excited. We had a group of six women and they were all different ages. It happened to be that there were three women who were 60 in that group and the interaction was amazing. And that's what my mother is talking about here. We really spoke about expanding yourself and allowing yourself to become the next version of yourself without having to feel like you're giving up a part of yourself or the past of yourself, you know, almost welcoming all the parts of us and moving forward into the new reality. And that brings me to the question of what do you do now? And what did you find along the way in this journey?
Okay. So in the age of 60, I discovered that there is a word named adults. And I never had interaction with adults, but about talking about their children. So I was all my life in this level that is beautiful and is very important and is full of values and full of responsibility. But since I decided that I finished this stage happily and with a good heart, I wanted to see what is the world of the adults. And there is a yeshiva that is an educative place, like a college for men that approach and ask me to help them to fundraise money for a very, very important cause, for a program for autistic children that they take for the weekend. So from all over the country, they take children with disabilities, with autism, and they help the parents, they help the children, and they have a very, very nice program for them with full of people that are professionals and a very nice team. So I felt that I'm going to continue education. I continue to help children, but in a different platform. And I asked Betren, how do I begin? Like, I need the kind of, you know, the computer. I'm very good in school with the computer, but how I continue to use the computer? And Betren really helped me with a very nice program. And I learned from her and I work now. I can say I'm almost expert, no, Betren?
Ooh, yeah, you're definitely there, yes.
Yeah, and I surprised myself that the skills that I had all my life, I didn't know that I can transfer them to a different platform. So I have very, very much a good relationship with people. I am a people person. I trust people. People trust me. I know that values are very important to me. And I talk with people about values and people want to donate. And if I stay in class, I don't know that I can do it. So I'm very, very happy that I did this step. And it's a big decision. But I'm happy that I decided to do it and I had the faith in God, first of all. I had the faith in God that he will guide me. And I got the faith in myself. And I trust Betren to help me and the group. And I feel that I did the right decision because in my stage in life and in my age, I feel that I'm like a butterfly now.
Yeah. And it's beautiful because it makes all the sense, right? A lot of women get to a stage where it's a rediscovery.
Right.
You know, that's that there is something that is in me that's calling me that feels like it wants to come out, and I just don't know how. And because there's so many years to look back on and all the experiences, we're very afraid to make a change. And we also have a lot of beliefs in the background that hold us back. You know, oh, I tried that. I can never do that. Or I'm not good with, you know, computers, or I'm not organized enough, or whatever the belief is that's holding us back. And then when we can work with, you know, with someone who's guiding us and showing us, yeah, you can do it. You could totally get there. Let me show you how. It's so fun. One of the funnest things was that in the group, my mother was very active. Everyone was. It was a very good group. And one of the feedbacks I kept getting is, it's not because I'm your mother. It's really good stuff. And that made me very happy.
I must tell something about my vision about life. Because when I told my students that I'm 60, everybody told me, oh, you look 25. Oh, you look so young. And I told them, listen, I don't believe in all this. Do me a favor. Respect your age. Live your age. Don't try to be what you are not. Don't go back. I want to stay. No. Go with your age. Go with life. Enjoy life and appreciate your years. Appreciate what you have. And I say that every birthday, it's a gift. And every birthday, it's something to celebrate and to say, thank you, God, you gave me another year to live. It's a gift. So why to say I'm 25 when I am 60? 60 gifts you gave me, and they say 25 gifts. So this is my approach to life. And I think that if we respect the age and we respect the stage in life, we can go and enjoy and finish a stage and to say, this is a stage that I finished, I appreciate, I loved, I did my best, I was creative, I was good, but I want to do more. And something that I don't know, I want to jump to a different platform. And this way, you go from one thing to another in your life, and you change, and you renew yourself, and you renaissance. That's what I think.
And by the way, this is the story. Anybody who asks, oh, how old you are, you look so much younger. This is how I grew up. This is, you know, you can see where it's coming from. My mother says she's a people person, and I'm thinking, now they're not wondering anymore why I'm like that.
You will not see on my face anything to show myself 25. Believe me, I respect my age. I love my age. I thank God for my age. And I'm looking forward every year to be older and older. That's life. Yeah. That's life.
Thank God. This is so beautiful. So let's talk about the listeners. They're thinking, yeah, that's very nice that you have, you know, the right people in your life or the support or whatever, but I don't have that, or I don't know how, or I'm stuck, or I'm feeling too old to start. What advice do you have for them?
Hey, before we continue the episode, I want to ask you something. Are you ready to get answers from God directly? Feel more in love with your husband and more supported than ever? Run the business of your dreams without having to sacrifice any other part of your life? That is exactly what my one-on-one private coaching is for, and I want to invite you, just you and me, for a free deep dive discovery call. This is a 60-minute free call where I ask you lots of questions and we extract the three main things that are holding you back. I then put together a personalized plan for you where I create a roadmap of recommendations with practical steps. The call is free and so valuable in itself, so go book yours today. Now, back to the show.
Okay. So I say like that, you make a circle. I will show you. You make a circle.
You see, she's a teacher.
And the, in the middle of the circle, you write I, because you are the center of your life. Nobody can think, can feel, can believe in you if you don't believe in yourself. And then you write all the areas of your life, all the areas that you know. Write what you are. Who are you? You have to know who you are. And it's a process. It's not easy. It takes days. It takes weeks. I did my presentation that I did to myself during 2 years, because I was really in a process of discovery who I am. I tell you, I was in a class all day. I came back. It was a routine that I didn't know who I am besides being a teacher. And you know, you manage your life. You are a teacher. You have a title. You have a place in the community. Everybody knows you as a teacher. So it's so like a blanket. You know, you are very, very confident in your place. So many years. And I had mothers in my class that were my students. Can you imagine? So, you know, they used to see me and to say, teacher, in 2 years, you will have my child, you know? So it was like I was part of the system. And it's like Lego. Don't take this brick from the Lego. I was a part of the brick. And I asked myself, who I am really, really, really who I am. And I decided who I am. I had to give the answer to myself. So this is very, very personal. It's not something that you have to show to somebody. You show to yourself, what are your strengths? What you are good in? Perhaps you know to write very nice. You have a vocabulary. If you are very social, if you are very talented in something, if you know to cook, I don't know. Everybody is different. I didn't know where I'm going, but I knew that I want to work with people, to be involved in the community. So God gave me this job. But that's my advice, to believe in God and to believe in yourself and to ask yourself very, very hard questions. You have also to know if you have the means economically, if you can afford it, if you have a retirement plan. What is your situation? These are things that you have to think about. And that's my answer.
Yeah. I think the coolest thing that happened was that you prepared yourself and then the opportunity showed itself.
Right.
Now it was, the process was from within, which is my favorite way to work with people, is instead of grabbing and looking and forcing and controlling, what we did was we prepared the ground. We opened up the container and said, it's ready to receive. As soon as it was ready to receive, it just came. And it blew my mind because, you know, as much as I see it with all of my clients, it's fun to see the behind the scenes too. You know, because I get a lot more to see when it's my own parents. So this has really been a fun experience on both ends.
You are right, Batrin, because there are two parts that are not connected. And this is good that they are not connected. Where I'm going from and where I'm going to. Mm-hmm. So where I'm coming from is one thing, and it's a chapter by itself. I told you, it took me 2 years to write where I'm coming from and then where I'm going to, what is my vision, what is my dream. But it didn't depend one in each other, because I would not have the courage to leave the school if I had to have another job. So I wanted freedom, I wanted peace of mind, I wanted to be myself, to feel who I am, and to feel life, and not to depend in the next step. And you really helped me a lot to put my head in the right place when I was in this peace of mind.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. Thank you for sharing all this.
Thank you. I love it. Thank you.
Is there anything else that you would like to share?
There are so many things.
So let's talk about this. Very early on in my business, I posted on Facebook telling people that I can help them and putting my offer in a group of women who I knew were women in business. And I said, you know, I help you with your marriage and I help you with your business. And it's the interaction and intersection between the two. I'm not just a marriage coach. I'm a marriage coach specifically for women in business. And she started telling me in the comments, I could be your mother. You can't help me. I'm married whatever X amount of years and blah, blah, blah. And I said to her, oh, okay. So give me a couple of years. I'll grow up and then I'll be older than you. You know, like that doesn't make any sense. I'm never going to be older than you. What are you waiting for?
You know, we arrive to an age that all the young people are the people that will tell us what to do. And now I am in this age. The drivers are younger. I'm driving in the street. All my students are drivers. So, you know, every place you go, it's your students that are managing the world. So it's also part of maturing and understanding what is the world about. And that's what we wanted, no? We educate children to be adults. So I understand this lady, but grow up. You have to understand this is part of life. This, you know, you go to a doctor that can be your daughter.
Right.
So what? Yeah. She's not a good doctor. She's a good doctor. She went to school and she knows what she's doing. So this is the process of life. This is the process of life. We are not young anymore. We are in our age and life is progressing. You know, the news in the radio, it's not the same people that we used to hear when we were young. It's young people that are talking in the radio and you tell yourself, what are these children talking about? And they give you the news. They know everything before you. So this is life. We have to understand. And you know, Betchen, you asked a question before, and I wanted to say that it helped me a lot. It was about when you talk about marriage. I learned from you a lot. Although I am your mother and your father is my husband. But, you know, I learned from you something very nice, that my business is my business. His business is his business. And we don't have to depend one on each other and to mix and to you know, to mishmash. That it's very nice. You gave me this vision that you have your life, you have your business, you have your problems, you have your world, and you don't have to mix and to do a salad of all your life. You have to solve a problem with yourself, that is something about your business, about your being, you know, so solve it. And this I really learned from you. I learned from you a lot about God's business, your business, and his business. And wow, it's like a title that everybody has to put on the refrigerator, because you know, life is much easier when you hear something and suddenly you say, is it my business? Is it God's business? And then you take it out of your brain. Why to bother about things that are not your business? It's not in your control. And also in my life, I have to ask myself, is it my business or God's business? If it's not in my control, I have to believe in God and to say, he will take care. I love this sentence that say, don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how God is big.
Right. How big God is. I love that too.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And it's true, because we control only the reaction to our problems and challenges. That's in our control. We have challenges, we have problems. So we have to understand if it's a problem that you can solve or you cannot solve, and what is in your control, but not to begin to break your head and to say, why I have this problem, why you have this problem. This is the challenge that you have. Everybody has challenges and tests in his life, and this is it. So not to complicate life more than it's complicated already.
I love that. And I think one of the things that you said about this woman who commented on Facebook, I could be your mother, how could you help me? I think that growing up, and this I learned from you, and I do this with my kids now, you can learn from anyone,
of course,
right? You can learn from anyone at any age, at any stage, because you are looking to learn, not because they have something higher up than you or, you know, leg up than you, nothing. It just has to do with you are a learner and you will find lessons everywhere. And I remember growing up and feeling that confidence, or that you gave us the feeling that whatever we had to say actually mattered. And it wasn't dismissed because we were little or because we were kids or because, oh, what do you know? You don't have any experience.
Every human being has his own vision on life and feelings. And you know, you see a tree in the street, everybody see different things. One is looking at the shape and the other at the sky in between the leaves, and one is looking at the colors, and one is looking at the trunk, and one, you have to respect every opinion, and it's not an age matter. No, you know, I'm a teacher. I if I don't appreciate my students, so what I'm doing there, of course. And it's written in the books also that you learn from every person, but the most you learn from your students.
Yeah.
Because the process of learning, the process of learning is teaching you how the brain, the human brain, is working. And everybody has a different brain, and you have to respect every brain and to respect the process of thinking. And this is the beauty of life. So, yeah, I think that everybody is smart. Everybody is smart. Everybody see the world in different angle. And that's what... to be a people person, you know?
Right, to be able to see that and appreciate that. It's so beautiful. And I can totally relate to the principal who said, how could you leave us? Life would be so different without you. Because, you know, having a teacher that can see children for who they really are and appreciate the way of thinking and their way of being is something very special. And so, you know, whoever was your student is definitely very lucky. And
but I continue with art. I do some classes of polymer clay and jewelry making, and also experiment with colors and texture. And you know, I appreciate the work of the children and the way that they touch.
Right. Yeah. So actually, it's really fun because my kids now get to enjoy that. So I see that also from this angle. And it's fun. I think this is such a fun conversation, you guys. Anybody listening? I see that there's some people live. It's so fun. You know, you always think to yourself, like, how did I get here? You know, it's like you're a teenager and you suddenly get engaged, married. And like, now I turn around and I'm pregnant with my eighth child. Like, what's going on? Right. And I'm talking to you.
But Chen, I must tell you that you are your own person. Like, I don't feel that I can take credit. You know, of course, as a mother, I raised you, but you are your own person. You are your own character, your own whatever you are. It's you. And I really appreciate that. And I learn from you a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. This is really fun. Anyway, what I was saying is I find myself suddenly in that stage where I'm interviewing my mother and I'm thinking, wait, you know, I have kids the age that I remember myself, you know, it's so strange. I'm, you know, it's a double take where it's like, I have a 17-year-old. I remember myself being 17 and having discussions with my mother about certain things.
I'm still in high school, my dear. I don't believe it that I am the teacher when I did so many things to my teachers in high school, you know. When I was a teacher in high school, I felt like I want to sit with the kids, what I'm doing there as a teacher, you know.
Yeah,
I understand them.
Yeah. And it's what makes you so relatable. It's been so fun. Oh, this is so wonderful. Okay, tell us how people can find you, how they can donate to the cause. One of the things I love so much is that these students who are sitting and learning and studying Torah and, you know, being very serious are also doing the army, and they're also volunteering on weekends. Like, they don't go home, instead they stay and they volunteer. I think that's something that you don't find often, especially not with the young adults, you know, the older teenagers, young adults.
Right. When you think about an 18 years old boy that just finished high school, and you think about the responsibility and the love for children that need so much attention, 25 hours of attention, and you tell yourself, this boy will be such a good father, mm-hmm. and will be so responsible in his job, and will be such a good husband. So it's all a package, you know. It's so nice to see these young boys that are taking care of all these children. So yes, I'm very honored to do this. And there is a link in the chat.
Yeah, we're going to put the link also in the email and down underneath in the show notes. If you would like to get in touch with my mother, or if you'd like to donate, there will be links there for you. Thank you so much for being with us. And is there anything else you want to add?
That I wish you a good luck and continue to do good things to the world. You make a big difference. And thank you very much. I really appreciate, and I say it as a professional, not only as a mother, that you help me a lot, and also the group, and I see how you work, and I really enjoy it. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being part of it. It takes a lot of trust.
May God bless you.
Amen. Amen. It takes a lot of trust to join a group that your daughter is running. And especially when it comes to marriage and business and things that get, you know, some people would say, oh, I would never work with family when it comes to these issues. But actually, it was fascinating to see how much you can grow and learn without getting into details about personal right. information.
No, you're not pushy, and you're not like, no, you give a room and space. You just give the tools, but you don't enter to the... you know, to the subject. So it's very nice.
Yeah.
You give room.
Thank you for being with us. This has been extremely special to have my mother as one of the guests. And I look forward to seeing you guys next week at the next episode. So make sure you stay connected for real.
Thank you very much. All the best.
And that's it. Thank you for listening to the very end. I would love if you can leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Those are things that tell the algorithm this is a good podcast, and make sure to suggest it to others. Wouldn't it be amazing if more people became more connected for real? And now take a moment and think of someone who might benefit from this episode. Can you share it with them? I am Revetzin Vatren Grossman from ConnectedForReal.com. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget, you can be connected for real.